Chapter 8, The Plantation System in the Southwest. In the Southwest, the new agricultural economy emerged along different lines, just as the economy of the Old South had long been different from that of the Northeast. The cotton lands in the uplands of the Old South had lost much of their fertility through overplanting and erosion, but the market for cotton continued to grow, so there was no lack of ambitious farmers seeking fresh soil and a climate suitable for the crop. In the Southwest, around the end of the Appalachian Range, stretched a broad zone within which cotton could thrive. The advance of Southern settlement meant the spread of cotton plantations and slavery. The first arrivals in an uncultivated region were usually ordinary people like the settlers farther north, small farmers who made rough clearings in the forest, but wealthier planters soon followed. In later years, these Western planters would assume the airs of a long-standing aristocracy. The rapid growth of the Northwest and Southwest region resulted in the admission of four new states to the Union in the immediate aftermath of the War of 1812. These included Indiana in 1816, Mississippi in 1817, Illinois in 1818, and Alabama in 1819.